There is a, you may know this guy from Instagram. He's an older guy, but he's got a body of like a 25-year-old. He's got tattoos all over him.
Yep.
He got Instagram fame because he was dancing on one of his yachts.
One of his many yachts.
And he had these, you know, beautiful ladies behind him, and he just became famous. Millions of people started following him.
His name is Gianluca Vacci. He had 11 million followers on Instagram. He was like partying everywhere. He was DJing. He was a fitness model. He launched his own line of clothing as well.
He was old.
He was 50 years old.
Yeah, 50 years old. Now I say he's not 50, he's not old, but for the lifestyle that he was portraying.
Yeah.
And I tell you, his physique, unbelievable.
Yeah,
at the age of 50, I would take his physique. At my age, I'll take that.
I
mean, it was unbelievable.
He wrote a book. Apparently, he's an heir to this massive company called IMA, which specializes in packaging and pharmacy. They would pay him about 2 million dirhams a year. That's his, like, salary just from that. Not including the clothing and all that.
I think there's probably more money involved. Anyway, if you looked at his lifestyle, and there's a couple of things I want to take from this conversation, is don't believe everything you see on Instagram, all right? And I had this conversation with a friend of mine the other day who was trying to get fit and lose weight, and she wants that, you know, that perfect body. And I said, what you see on Instagram is so fake and false a lot of the time. So don't believe what you see always on Instagram. Not everyone's got this perfect lifestyle that you just see. And like, oh my gosh, they're so in love. Oh my gosh. Like, it's a lot of it is sometimes just there for the image.
Yep.
This guy has gone bankrupt.
Yeah. So his assets have now been seized by creditors because he's in, are you ready for the amount?
Yeah,
45.6 million dirham debt.
Debts.
Now, 45 million dirham debt. How do you even get there?
Well,
you
buy yachts.
Yeah, exactly.
And you travel the world on
partying.
Private jets. So if you go to this guy's Instagram handle, now, I'm going to throw the word out allegedly all this because it's not 100% certain, but these are the articles going across all worldwide media right now. What's his Instagram handle? We'll get you his Instagram handle. You can follow him or you can see, because what you see on his Instagram is literally private jets, watches over $100,000.
Gianluca.
Gianluca.
Vacci.
So can you spell that?
G-I-A-N-L-U-C.
Yeah.
A-V-A-C-C-H-I.
Okay, so Gianluca.
Vacci.
All right, how many followers does
11.1 million.
So he's basically, they're going after him now. He owes 45 million dirhams.
That's a lot of money.
So much money. It's interesting how that just changes someone. He's gone from this
man who seems to have it all to now to like, not having anything, really.
I wanted to ask you, have you ever lost money? How did you lose your money? May have been a small amount. May have been a huge amount.
Mm.
Have you ever lost money and how? Was it a bad investment? Mm. Did you trust someone with your money?
Ooh.
Did you loan it to someone and never get it back? What's your story? Have you ever lost money? I'd like to hear from you. 04-423-1000. I'm going to open up the phone lines. You can remain anonymous if you like. I'd really like to know, how did you lose your money? Sharon, morning.
Good morning.
Quickly, how did you, is that like a pigeon in the background?
Yeah.
Where are you?
I'm early for work, so I'm just waiting outside.
What pigeon is surviving 43-degree heat right now? That's amazing.
I know, right?
How'd you lose money?
Well, I didn't lose like my whole fortune like that guy, but it was a pretty big amount considering that I didn't have a job back then. So there was this pyramid scam where someone made us pay money to his bank account and promised people jobs. And many people fell for that scam. He made like 5 million Kenya shillings before they caught him.
So you lost money from a fake website.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Man.
You have to be careful on the web, you know?
John, how'd you lose your money?
We planned a wedding for about 6 months, and then we used a wedding planner in Bali. And just a week before the wedding, we got a note from the liquidator saying the company's gone bankrupt, and we lost the entire deposit that we had paid.
Oh, my gosh.
How much did you pay?
We paid about $15,000.
Oof.
Yeah.
We were supposed to pay the balance when we reached Bali. And, yeah.
So this was basically a wedding planner that you guys dumped money off to organize your wedding, and then they've just gone bankrupt themselves, and you've just lost your $15,000.
Wow. Yeah. And I even did my due diligence because I got this through a referral of a friend who had their wedding with the same wedding planner. And it still went wrong.
That's horrible, man.
Imagine how your friend feels.
Did you end up getting married?
Yeah, we did. We did. We're married. We have a one-year-old now. So yeah.
Good on you.
Life is good.
Good on you, mate. Thanks. Thanks for sharing your story. How did you lose your money? That's what we're asking you. Anonymous, what happened to you? What happened to you?
Well, fell in love with the wrong guy. Maxed out credit card for $100,000.
$100,000.
OMG. The guy that you hooked up with maxed out your cards for $100,000?
Not hooked up. 4 years relationship.
So what? So, like, he didn't have any money and he was just sort of living on you, basically?
No. Not like that. He used to gamble online. So, yeah, by the time I found out, it was too late because messages were disabled.
That's horrible.
So he was taking your card without permission, your details?
Pretty much, yes. Pretty much that.
Will you ever get that money back? Is there any chance?
I know, but I'm just going to pay it all off and move on. Let's say I got a degree for $100,000, not to trust your boyfriend.
Oh, darling. Are you in a new relationship?
No, I was not able to move on yet. Yeah. But it's going to happen.
It'll happen.
And don't let those trust issues go with you. You know, like sometimes that's the hardest thing. It's going to be hard for you to trust another guy, man. So just...
It's not really about the money. It's more about, like, you know, losing the trust. Money 100%. Can be earned.
Good work. I like your attitude, Anonymous, okay? Thank you, darling. Final call here. How did you lose your money? Tariq, what happened to you?
Hey, Chris, how you doing?
We're doing all right, man. What happened?
You'll relate to this more than most. I had a house in Wollstonecraft in Sydney.
Okay, yeah, that's a decent area in Sydney, yeah?
180-degree views of the water.
Yeah.
Wow.
About 8 years ago.
Okay.
I bought it for $300,000.
Okay, that would be worth a lot more now.
And I sold it, like, 2 years later for, like, $330,000.
Oh, my gosh.
Thinking, oh, you know, I did well. You know what it's worth now.
Yeah, a lot. How much? What would it be worth now, do you think?
Well, two years after I sold it, the actual apartment went for sale for $850,000. And then 3 years ago, again, it went up for sale, and it was $1.1 million.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, property in Sydney is crazy. And so he's bought it for $300,000, thought he'd make a good $30,000 profit. It's now worth over $1 million. So you lost. Well, if you still had it now, you could probably make $700,000 from it.
What?
Easily.
So how do you feel, Tariq? Are you thinking about that a lot?
It is my only regret in life because I didn't need to sell it.
Yeah.
Yeah, you should have kept it for the investment.
I had no reason whatsoever to sell it. I could have very easily hung on to it. I'm kicking myself big time.
Live and learn, though, bro. Live and learn.
That's it.
All right, man. More stories coming in on how you lost your money. Keep them coming in. We'll take some more calls if we can a little bit later on. 04-423-1000. It's always good to have money, but the number one thing you want is
your
health.
That's right.